This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Lane Thomas dealing with plantar fasciitis. Stephen Kwan, wrist inflammation. And Al was asked about the Guardians' options if Lane Thomas lands on the IL.
You've got to obviously give a look at Chase DeLauder. That I think they would still like to see him, you know, have at least a couple, 3 weeks, you know, where he's healthy. That's the only reason he's not playing in the majors right now is his health. He's already there hitter-wise. He's already proven everything there is to prove in the minors. He's not really learning anything in the minors anymore, but you've got to stay healthy. And that is the one thing that poor Chase hasn't been able to do. So hopefully he's got a couple of weeks, stays healthy. You know, he could get the call. CJ Kapus has been absolutely raking at AAA. 23 years old. Do you bring up a guy like that? That's a great question. Primarily a first baseman, but could play the outfield. And then you take a look at Jonathan Rodriguez, who was on the team to start the year. He's had a very good season in AAA too. So I think those are your three options.
With love and respect.
We're going to take Jonathan Rodriguez out of the equation.
I think he's a 4A player. And so there is a time and a place for it. When the offense is struggling, that's probably not the time and place for Jonathan Rodriguez to quote-unquote boost the lineup.
Agreed.
I just think, like, I understand the point of, well, I want to try and get him healthy for a couple weeks in a row. Just let Chase DeLauder play. Like, it's almost a shame that you have David Fry coming back, that you've got Manzardo. Kapus might have some positional value, but John Kensey's another guy that's like, you're putting him right field because you need a spot to find it. Like, it's almost a shame you can't just bring up DeLauder and just let him DH.
So I was convinced that it was going to be this week. I thought for a little stretch here now, well, once he got back to being healthy and was playing, I was like, this is going to be the week. And I told you before, I thought it was going to be John Kensey Noel going down. I wonder if, because think about it, if you bring up DeLauder, that does signal the end, and we're close to the end anyway, but Nolan Jones having that three-hit game the other day, I don't think that impacts anything, but it is the end for Nolan Jones in many ways if you go ahead and make this move, and I just don't think the Guardians should be as scared to go ahead and do that.
I don't see it that way, because I think Nolan becomes like a super utility guy. I do think it's going to be really hard for John Kensey to get back in the mix.
Well, again, John Kensey's the one that goes down in this equation, and then DeLauder comes up, and then Nolan Jones is still on the roster because you can't put him down because you'd lose him, essentially. So he'd still be there, but he's not getting everyday at-bats then. And then you're basically giving up on the idea that he can be an everyday player for you.
I think you just buy time for Nolan. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I like with John Kensey looks wildly lost at bats. Like, I think you're hurting John Kensey having him up right now. Nolan doesn't look lost.
He just had a really good game the other day.
But, I mean, so I know you get mocked if you ever say anything like exit velo on it. He's hitting the ball hard. He just happens to be hitting the ball at defenders. That's something that does course correct over time. I don't know it's going to lead to what he was 2 years ago in Colorado. But I think for me, like, I think it's let's get you right. Just keep playing. We're going to find you spots at first base, right field, center field, left field. And we're going to pick your battles, and then if you get hot, that'll open up a bigger role.
But I think that's kind of where they're at right now, is they're hanging on to the idea that Nolan Jones, they want to continue getting him every day at-bats, and if you want to do that, then you don't really have much of a spot for DeLauder, unless you do want to just have him be the, and I wouldn't want this for DeLauder, have him be the, hey, Santana needs a day off here at first base, so you're going to play there, now you get to DH a day, and then you go out there in right field, and you just kind of constantly rotate through, which we've seen them do with other players before.
I mean, the Guardians, in a weird way, suddenly have a numbers problem, because Angel has been great in center field. So, hypothetically, the replacement for John Kensie in a platoon is Lane Thomas when he comes back.
Yeah.
The problem is DeLauder, lefty. Kafis, lefty. Nolan Jones, lefty. So, even if you keep Nolan on the roster, and this is where I actually kind of am where with the Guardians here, I think you should give that kid every chance. Because he's got pop in the bat and because he has defensive versatility, I think you've got to keep... You gotta keep him on the roster and just hope one of these days he catches.
And my read on it is that's the bet that they're making right now.
But as I'm talking just as the 25th, 26th guy on the roster. But again, the problem is your best hope to jumpstart the lineup are all left-handed in terms of who can play in right field.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation because it's not as if anybody's blowing your socks off and you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen, and this guy has to be getting bats. But at the same time, there's a logjam. There's a weird logjam attached to all this.
And here's the thing. I think the number one thing you can't do going forward, I need to see for the next 20 games, just let Angel Martinez play center field.
He's going
to
get that chance. He's earned it.
We can't do it's the fifth day of the week, put him at second. Like, at some point, he has passed every test that you've given him. He just excelled in a big moment out of the two-hole. At some point, just let the damn kid play. Because they've given every opportunity to guys who don't produce in small sample sizes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little stymied on the Angel Martinez usage. And again, he's very raw. But the only way he's going to shake that rust off is if you let him play and you let him lock into a defensive position.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, between the guys that we've mentioned, whether that is DeLauder, whether that is Kafis, I'm just curious to find out how deep into the season they actually take this. And if they feel like they don't have to force it in any sort of way, like there's a part of me in the back of my brain, I don't think they're going to make any moves or anything like that at the deadline. That's not what I'm going down. I'm going down the idea that if they're playing for next year and beyond, I wonder if they just think, if they can almost hide behind the idea that it's like, well, we wanted to see what Nolan Jones could do, and we wanted to see what player X, Y, and Z could do, and if they end up just keeping these guys down longer than maybe they should.
I think the problem is, like, DeLauder's not hit well, small sample size, but he's not hit well since coming off the IL. At least with Kafis, he knocked the cover off the ball in Double A, and he's knocked the cover off the ball in Triple A.
I know, but the problem that if you wanted to point to something with Kafis would be like his BABIP is just so ridiculous that it's like it's going to regress at some point. I think it's like a 455. Like, he's had incredible luck with some of the batted balls.
So this is where we kind of circle back to. I'm not saying it's not time for reinforcements, but I think there's this idea of, all right, clean sweep. This guy's gone, this guy's gone, this guy's gone. I think the Guardians are trying to be measured. Like, it took them 25 games, 30 games to move Rocchio out and bring Will Wilson up. All right, now your shortstop's hitting, your second baseman are hitting, cool. They've been slow to give center field to Angel. All right, do you feel he's solidified? I think the Guardians are trying to do this in a patient way so you don't have what you've had in most recent years where it's like three guys breaking into the lineup at the exact same time.
Well, and what you need to be able to give somebody, whoever that is, consistent at-bats and consistent opportunities. I thought the winning would force their hand on this and they would, if anything, be of urgency to go ahead and get people up there and make sure they had the best possible lineup they could. But what's happened instead is they found this little weird middle ground where I don't think it's really, I mean, again, this could all change because these things change on a dime, but it may not force their hand the way that I once thought it would.
Well, but what's wild about it to me is, like, I know Oscar Gonzalez happened. I know John Kensey happened. If you're looking for reinforcements from the minor leagues to save your, unless it's Bazana whenever he comes up, unless it's an Adley Rutschman or a Bobby Witt.
I don't think it's saving necessarily. I wouldn't say that. I think it's more the idea that you're just plugging in the, again, there's not many gaps. It's a weird thing about an offense that really has not, on a league-wide level, performed that great in any sort of metric, is that you look at it, it's like, well, they got a problem with the two-hole, and they have a problem in right field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that this offensive output is, you would think that they have, like, six different holes in this lineup, and they just don't.
Well, and I think, listen, I understand that they're continuously trying to plug gaps here, and they're trying to figure this out in real time. But I think this goes back to, it's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay to have guys hit in the same spot. It's okay to have guys field at the same spot. I mean, I think a big reason why the defense stinks is, well, Gabe Barris is your second baseman. Well, now he's your third baseman. Now Schneeman's your second baseman. Oh, but wait, he's in center field. And I understand that on a day-to-day basis, you're just trying to find nine guys to field a competitive winning team. But, like, okay, it's easier to build that lineup if now you lock if you lock Angel in center field, and if you lock Schneeman at second, and if you lock Arias at short.
It's just not how the Guardians have done this, and it's weird.
But I think that's where we are right now. I think as important to reinforcements is, I think it's time to just be like, hey, let's let people know. And I think it's specifically in the field. I have always felt like when you're trying to rig a lineup defensively seven different ways, and I know teams can do this, but I think it's really, really hard for young players, right?
Well, I think the difference in years past was that they at least had the guys cemented there. The guys that were winning gold gloves, Jimenez was always at second, J-Ram was always at third, Kwan was always in left. Like, they had the guys cemented there.
No, that's fair, but I think my point is, even then, all right, there's three or four other positions that are being piecemealed.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not trying to poo-poo in reinforcements. Now's the time. Right? Like, Memorial Day is a very popular day. After Memorial Day, that's a good time to shuffle the lineup. When I say shuffle the lineup, I mean shuffle like a spot or two that isn't working. John Kensey makes so much damn sense. If you can keep Lane Thomas from going on the IL, because then you don't have a right-hander to put out there in a platoon. But, like, I think the Guardians have, and I think you're kind of saying very similar stuff with, they really only have like a hole in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think the Guardians have the guys that are ready. Like, I know who's the former Reds GM and Nats GM? Jim Duquette?
Jim Bowden.
Jim Bowden, thank you. When I was out two Wednesdays ago, he's like, yeah, they don't have any talent. It's like, you're talking out your ass. If you look at this lineup,
Bowden did a weird thing where he was talking about like you're the fourth place team in the in the AL Central, and that's what your record is and what your record says. I thought he was a great guest, by the way.
No, he's great because he has opinions, and we appreciate Jim. But it's like Arias, former top 10, top 100 prospect. Rocchio, former top 100 prospect. John Kensie isn't, but looking to Nolan Jones, former top 100 prospect. Angel, former top 100 prospect. Manzardo, former top one. So they have talent. This idea that they don't, if you watch these guys bat, you can tell they can bat. Like, this isn't like with John Kensie. He the quality of at-bats from John Kensie. I'm not trying to bag on Big Christmas. I love him, and I wish we could tap into that power and just a little bit more patience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still hopeful you can find something with him. But like, okay, John Kensie just has consistently horrible at-bats. There's no redeeming quality there. Jones, Naylor, certainly Schneeman, like they're all giving you quality at bats. They are making opposing pitchers work, and there is a weird ebb and flow of sometimes they're too patient and sometimes they're too aggressive. Yeah, that's called young players. So I do think it's, you know, this isn't when Bobby Bradley, who Bobby was kind of the original John Kensie, right? And actually even more of an issue than John Kensie. I'm trying to think of the other guys in that lineup. There were three or four guys that were never will-bes in that lineup. One of whom, by the way, is Kwan, who turned out to be a fantastic player.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a part of me that's like, I know people hate this because we feel like the Guardians are too patient. I feel like if you're patient enough with this lineup, and maybe you help these guys lock into defensive positions, I think you could see the lineup go on a nice little surge here. I don't think they'll ever be top 10 as constructed, but do I think they could be top half the league? Absolutely.
It'll be interesting to see what the Guardians end up doing here. I am in the bring the guys up, and let's see what you have with Kafis. Let's see what you have with DeLauder, and let's get these guys playing. But they bought themselves a little bit of room because they have the five-game, over 500 stretch that they've been on. Like you get to explore a little bit, and you get to have a little bit of room to maybe make some mistakes and find out whether or not Nolan Jones can be your right fielder.
216-474-0092. Is it time for reinforcements from the Guardians? I think the Guardians have to somehow walk the line that they've been trying to walk here recently, which is patience with dudes who clearly are big league hitters who just haven't found their rhythm yet. And I know that's frustrating because they got a couple of them. And making sure you get the right reinforcement up there. And I don't know what the right balance is, which is very rare that I feel like, is it Kafis? Is it DeLauder? Is it giving Nolan Jones more at-bats? But I, if we just put it on reinforcements, I think you're going to screw this up. But I think if you also are selectively patient and let guys lock into spots, I think the Guardians' offense will come around here. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.